You are listening to the Social Security Administration's Ticket to Work podcast series. Get answers to your questions, access information and resources, and receive expert advice on work incentives and the Ticket to Work program.
Since 1999, Ticket to Work has helped thousands of Social Security Disability Insurance, or SSDI, and Supplemental Security Income, or SSI beneficiaries, explore employment options. Through this program, people with disabilities continue to get help in finding meaningful jobs and move forward towards financial independence. The journey is not easy, but with help from the Ticket to Work program, work incentives, and other federal programs and resources, you can find options for work that may fit your situation. Today, we're speaking with Billy Wright, a veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps who was paralyzed in a car accident after his time in the military. Billy transitioned into the civilian workforce before the Ticket to Work program was established. As we commemorate the program's 15th anniversary, Billy reflects on the challenges people with disabilities assume when looking to re-enter the workforce, both before and after the Ticket to Work program launched. Today, Billy serves as the National Program Manager for the Disabled Veterans Affirmative Action Program at the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. He has turned the challenges he has experienced into lessons that can help people with disabilities advance their careers. Billy, we're honored to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, and thank you.
Like many of our listeners, you received SSDI benefits after sustaining a serious injury. Can you tell our listeners what you went through when you learned that you had a serious injury?
When I learned about the nature of my injury, the doctors, they were pretty much, they said some things that was sort of a surprise to me. You know, basically, you know, be prepared to receive welfare, or you were going to be on disability for the rest of your life. And I was shocked to hear someone tell me that, but that was basically the misconceptions of even folks in the medical field at that time. When I learned about the nature of my injury, there wasn't any much to look forward to after I was told, you know, my condition, and basically there wasn't the possibility of me ever walking again.
Well, why was returning to work so important to you?
Returning to work was so important to me, and also my family. Generally, when something like this happens, if you're doing well, generally your family's doing well. And, you know, you go to a cookout and everyone asks you, or your family event, hey, Billy, how's everything going? And you may say, you know, I would say, hey, I'm looking for a job. And then a whole another year go by and you have the family cookout again the next summer. And hey, Billy, how's it going? Well, I'm looking for a job. So, you know, that was the same thing you said last year. So definitely, you know, it was very important for me to get back into the mainstream. You know, I felt like I wasn't doing anything and that I wasn't in life. I was just there. So that was a lot of incentive for me to return to work and just start off to see what would happen.
Would you mind telling us some of your concerns that you had about going back to work?
This is before Ticket to Work. We all had the fear, you know, if you went back to work, you would definitely, the chances of would be that you would lose your benefits. And that was definitely a concern.
Where did you go for help and what kind of support did you receive?
Well, I was referred to a social worker who helped me with getting my wheelchair and housing and those type of things. You know, some of the necessities that I needed. And then from there, I went to seek help through the state vocational rehabilitation for Washington, D.C. and the state of Maryland.
Can you please describe for our listeners your role at the VA and the type of work you do?
Yes, my role at the VA as the National Program Manager for Department of Veteran Affairs, Disabled Veterans Affirmative Action Program, I'm responsible with working with each of the administrations. That's the Veterans Business Administration, the National Cemetery Administration, the Veterans Healthcare Administration, and their staff offices to develop the strategic plan on what we're doing to recruit and advance disabled vets throughout VA. I also travel a lot. I partner with veteran services organizations and other organizations that provide services for disability employment services to work with wounded warriors.
You know, Ticket to Work program didn't exist when you had your injury, but now that it does and it's been in place for 15 years, can you tell us how things have changed?
Prior to Ticket, you know, the fear of losing the only benefits that you had was far greater than taking a chance to, you know, go and work. A lot of us weren't sure physically, you know, if you're able to work a full 8-hour day. So there was no trial period. If you left and got hired and started work, that was the fear. Or if what if something went wrong? You had nothing to go back to, but other than to reapply. And, you know, that was very, very risky because you've already proven that you're able to work. So, you know, the appeal process and going through that. So having Ticket now, it's great because now you don't have that fear. If you like to give work an opportunity, you have the opportunity to do that, to work. And it's just unbelievable, you know, the folks that I've met that have used their ticket to get employed, and they've gone on and have had careers. It's like night and day. When I got injured, I mean, you had to physically go to a Social Security office in order to receive services, you know, or you know, using the mail. And, you know, that was also a barrier. If you, depending on where you live, you know, even if you mailed letters out, you didn't have transportation. You know, a lot of things, even before the ADA, you know, curb cuts and accessibility wasn't as like it is today. So definitely with having online services, and you can apply and do a lot of things online. Obviously, yes, back then you did have an 800 number where you can call to get information, but it really put people with disabilities on the same playing field where you're able to get services through, you know, by online and apply for the services that you needed versus actually traveling to that office or the challenges of getting transportation.
25 years ago, through the Americans with Disabilities Act, people with disabilities became protected by law against discrimination. The law also assures equal opportunity for people with disabilities in the workplace. In honor of the 25th anniversary of the ADA, can you reflect on how the Ticket to Work program and work incentives have improved opportunity for people with disabilities in the workforce?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It went hand in hand. It was one, you know, a great idea because now you've solved a problem with, you know, as far as people with disabilities being protected by the law against discrimination. Not only that, now you've got people with disabilities such as myself that were sitting at home and, you know, afraid to go to work. You know, Ticket allowed them to an opportunity to have that work experience. And those work incentives was the tie-in on how both of those, you know, with the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act and Ticket, really did a great thing for all of us. So those who were receiving Social Security disability or SSI did have an opportunity to go to work, and not only that, we were protected.
Billy, how has employment made a difference in your life?
Employment has made a big difference in my life. You know, before employment, I felt like I wasn't in the mainstream. I would wake up every day and just watch TV. I had nothing to look forward to. If someone called me and asked me, "Hey, Billy, what's going on?" You know, basically, I had nothing to say because I wasn't doing anything. So, you know, getting a job, if it wasn't for having a job, you know, I would never have known what it would be like to be a homeowner. If it wasn't for having a job, I wouldn't have a car, wouldn't be able to afford a car to get around. If it wasn't for having a job, I met my wife at work. So, it was more than just a job. It gave me a life. It put me back into the mainstream as far as being self-sufficient and being a role model in the community and all those things that you want to do. The job was what lit the fire to initiate all the other things that came behind it, that followed it. It was more than a job. It was a life.
That's great. Do you have any other advice that you'd like to offer to our listeners?
Yes. Definitely, don't give up. The work experience, as I mentioned, it did so much for me. Having a job gave me a life, and it was which kick-started everything from being a homeowner to meeting my wife, being able to afford transportation and take my niece and nephew out and buy them gifts, for Christmas and it's just overall improvement of life. I was no longer looked at as Uncle Billy and the family that couldn't afford to buy anyone anything, or my niece and nephews, and they see Uncle Billy now, they'll say, "Hey, Uncle Billy bought me a Christmas gift, or a birthday gift, or he took us out on a vacation." Those things would have never, they wouldn't have happened without having a job.
Well, Billy, thanks again for speaking with us today. We really appreciate you sharing advice to us and our listeners. So thank you again.
Thank you very much, and appreciate it, the opportunity.
The transition to employment can be challenging, but can also be rewarding. Social Security's Ticket to Work and Work Incentives are here to help you on your path to employment. For more information about Ticket to Work or help locating a service provider, visit www.choosework.net or call the Ticket to Work helpline at 1-866-968-7842 for voice or 1-866-833-2967 for TTY.